Shalom, Chavarim. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, and welcome to a daily Perush, that is a interpretation or reading of Scripture. Today I want to look at the great verse from Genesis 1:26, where we read, God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. So please, as you listen to this broadcast, look at the Hebrew graphic I created, giving the grammatical information as well as translation for this great verse of Scripture. So please follow along as I read every word and phrase of this verse and explain terms as I go along. Hopefully by the end of this lesson, you'll have mastered Genesis 1:26 in Hebrew and understand the Hebrew text. So without further ado, look at the graphic I created and find the first word. It begins, Vayomer, and he said. Note that while this is the imperfect form of the verb amar, meaning to say, we will translate this as a perfect because of the vav conversative in the front, which is a prefix that changes the aspect of the verb. This use of the vav is quite common in narrative portions of Hebrew scripture, and so we'll translate Vayomer as, and he said, or then he said. Elohim, God, this is the subject of the verb Vayomer. Elohim is the general name of God, meaning master, or lord, or sovereign power. The singular form is El, but this is in the grammatical plural. And some think that the word itself derives from the word ale, meaning ram or male lamb. So the verse begins, Vayomer Elohim.
Then God said,
Na'aseh, let us make. This comes from the verb asah, meaning to do or make or fashion, but it has a cohortative meaning, so we translate this as let us make. Note that this verb is a call imperfect first common plural, which means we translate it in the plural, let us make, suggesting God's triune nature, Hashalush HaKadosh, as the instrumentality of creation. Some have said that the implied plural subject here refers to the plural of majesty, or the greatness of God, and while a case can be made for that, it's not conclusive in this case. Some of the rabbis have suggested that God was speaking to the angels, but there's absolutely no evidence of this in the text whatsoever. The grammar, however, fully supports the idea of Hashalush HaKadosh, the holy triune nature of God. For more on Hashalush HaKadosh, or the holy triune nature of God, see the Hebrew for Christians website. So far, verse reads, Vayomer Elohim Naseh.
Then God said, let us make.
Adam, a man. Note that the word Adam, a man, comes from Aduma, meaning ground or clay, and the word Adom, meaning red. And all that derives from the word Dam, meaning blood. Vayomer Elohim Naseh Adam. And God said, let us make a man, Betzalmenu, in our image. This word starts with the bet prefix, meaning in, and the word selem in Hebrew, which means image, with a first-person plural construct suffix. So put that together, we have in our image. Note the plural form of the suffix, in our image, indicating again, Hashalush HaKadosh. Note also that the word selem, or image, comes from the word Sel, meaning shade or shadow, thereby denoting close resemblance. In this connection, let me just emphasize that the image of God here doesn't represent a physical image or likeness, but rather an analogical or spiritual likeness. In other words, it has to do with our categories of thinking and understanding, use of logic, the appropriation of axiomatic value, the amazing ability of the mind to apprehend reality, whether it's physical or moral or aesthetic or spiritual. In other words, our Creator endowed us with the ability to apprehend truth, and therefore truth in itself is relational. At its fundamental core, truth is a relationship, and ultimately a relationship with a who rather than with a what. So Betzalmenu is an analogical word by definition, having to do with resemblance or correspondence with reality, namely with the reality of God's mind and heart. If we resemble God's inner being in life, we are small I ams, but he is Ehyeh, the great I am, the source of all truth, meaning, reality, beauty, love, and so on. Of course, later we learn that this divine image is corrupted through the fall and disobedience of the transgression of Adam and Eve. However, we were originally created to be in relationship with God, to know him in the truth, and to understand who he is and what his heart is all about. So let's review where we are in this verse. Vayomer Elohim na'aseh Adam betzelmenu. Then God said, let us make man in our image. And now for our next word, kidmutenu, in our likeness. This word is formed using the kaf prefix, meaning like or as, connected with the word demut, meaning likeness or similitude, with a first-person plural construct suffix, meaning our. And if you put that all together, you have as our likeness, or better, after our likeness. I should add here that the word demut comes from damao, meaning to resemble, but that derives from the word dam, meaning blood. The analogy here is that one descended from the blood of another often resembles that person. And therefore, we read in Luke's genealogy that Adam was the son of God, a descendant of God. That's Luke 3:38. So right from the beginning, we see that Adam, or humanity, is blood related to God. And that's part of the idea of demut, being made in the likeness of God. And that further explains why we are related to God through Yeshua, being born of blood and also of spirit, with the aim of our salvation being conformity to the divine image of God the Son. As it's written, just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, so shall we bear the image of the man of heaven. That's 1 Corinthians 15:49. So note that the Hebrew word demut, likeness, is a parallel term to the word tselem, meaning image. Betzalmenu kidmutenu means in our image and after our likeness, emphasizing that we resemble God in some way, like a shadow resembles its substance. There is a real likeness or correspondence between the way we are and think and feel and so on, and the way God is. And that explains why Torah is written in the language of man. That's an old saying from the Talmud. And it means that we understand religious language, spiritual language, by means of analogy, but that relationship is valid because it gives us real information. It's not just pure poetry. It actually reflects, in the deepest way, who we are and who God is. So we are created B'Tselem Elohim, in the image of God, and B'Dut Elohim, in the likeness of God. And that should encourage your heart, friend, because that means that you have eternal significance and value in the eyes of heaven. God loves you and sent his son Yeshua to be your ransom before heaven, to be your healer and deliverer and savior, to restore your relationship with heaven so that the image of God is perfected in you. Amen. Yehi Shem Adonai Mevarach. May God's name be praised. So let's conclude by reading this very important passage all together. Vayomer Elohim na'aseh Adam betzalmenu kidmutenu, which we translate as, then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Well, I hope that this perush helps you understand a little bit better what it means when the Torah says that we're created in the image and likeness of God. May God bless you as you study his truth and his Torah. B'Shem Yeshua Meshichenu. Amen.
כל בוקר שהחזרת את נשמתי מודה אני על בגד שנחת על גופי שלא יהיה לי קר אתה שומר עליי.
Please note that this lovely music comes from Omer Adam, and this is a song called Mode Ani. You can find them on Amazon.com. And also, please visit us at HebrewForChristians.com for more about the Jewish roots of the faith, the Jewish holiday cycle, and, of course, learning Hebrew. Shalom, shalom, Chavarim.